Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday evening. Some parts of the area getting some rain showers. I know towards Midway, Tiger Point area, they're going through some rain right now. If you're in the rain, slow it up. Braking distance will be a little bit off. 3 minutes from right now, Austin Price is in talking about the weather, and he'll combine that with the traffic as well. Let's go ahead and look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation, while DOGE continues to review local expenditures. Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. Now, no specific plan has been endorsed at this time.
Number two.
FPL customers and watchdog groups are fighting the company's latest request to raise rates. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve a nearly $10 billion rate hike over the next 4 years. The company argues that the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against storms. Critics aren't so sure of that, though.
Number three.
Senator Gates saying thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. One of them would change the qualifications for receiving government-funded care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work. If they don't, they're no longer going to get the money. The move could save the state $500 million each year.
All righty, knocking on the door of 6:15 here. We'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. It was a pretty eventful afternoon on the roads in the 4 and 5 o'clock hours, but it looks like we're not really dealing with too much on the roads right now. Maybe a little bit of congestion on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. Outside of that, though, I'm not seeing much holding you up. If you're dealing with backups, they shouldn't hold you up for long. And thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, Chris, you were just mentioning a moment ago about some rainfall stuff going on in Gulf Breeze. Overall, it's not affecting many places. It's partly cloudy.
Pop-up showers in. No?
Right. 79 degrees right now. Low of 65 officially for this evening. The next several days have zero rain chances. Tomorrow's high only 80 degrees. Once we get into Saturday and Sunday, we'll see the highs creep up just a tad, but they're still going to be on the lower side. And sunny, mostly clear.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The local military community knows their next paychecks might be delayed as the government shutdown continues today. Day 9, moving to 10. Navy Federal Credit Union is offering zero interest loans to eligible military members and federal employees affected by the shutdown. Ann Rapinski, Assistant Vice President of Digital Operations at Navy Fed, explains the qualification process.
Active duty military members, reservists, federal employees, DOD civils, who have their direct deposit with us and are paid directly by the government. So we need to be able to see that their direct deposit is coming in from one of the affected government agencies.
The next federal paycheck distributed on October 15th. You're going to find more information if you need it at the Navy Federal website. Here it is, Navy Fed. It's NavyFederal.org under the personal tab.
And you can mark another one for Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. A box truck got stuck under the trestle yesterday afternoon. The city had reportedly been working on a warning device to deter trucks from attempting to drive underneath, but the project is temporarily on hold as they wait for work on another nearby project to begin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Drama in the city of Treasure Island, Florida, with infighting at City Hall and calls for two commissioners to resign. Fox 13 down in Tampa's Evan Moon. She's there with the story.
The latest issues are over insensitive memes allegedly sent by Commissioner Chris Clark of fellow Commissioner Tammy Vasquez. Chris denies sending the memes in any negative way. But Tammy herself has been in the hot seat recently, too, after posting anonymous Facebook comments calling residents despicable. There is a recall effort for her removal. Over 100 women sent a letter to the governor asking for Commissioner Arthur Cizon to be removed after he sent an inappropriate text to a resident at 4 a.m. Arthur said he had insomnia. Since last year's storms destroyed this area, the city has had two mayors, four city managers, lost 38 city staff, and fired a city attorney. Residents say all of this is a distraction from rebuilding their communities. In Treasure Island, Evan Moon, Fox News.
St. Petersburg City Council members expected to consider new flags honoring LGBT pride and black history. Council member Gina Driscoll proposing two alternate designs called the Harmony and History flags created by a local artist. The flags would fly during specific times of the year, and Driscoll says the aim is to reflect the city's values of inclusion and historical awareness. The proposal comes after street murals tied to social causes were removed by the state.
One thing we have learned recently, superheroes wear dog collars. A missing Florida woman was found safe thanks to a dog. Lisa LaSera is on News Radio 92.3.
The woman's husband reported her missing September 25th after she didn't return home from her walk in her neighborhood in Destin. The deputy drove around the neighborhood, then spotted Eeyore in the middle of the road, leading her to where the woman had fallen.
The lady had injured her leg. We got EMS there. They were able to render aid, and we were able to take the dog, obviously, back to the homeowner.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden, who says the woman was surprised the dog led police to her, saying he's not even her dog. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
An FSU freshman linebacker who was shot and nearly died in August has been released from a Tallahassee hospital. The school says 18-year-old Ethan Pritchard is alert, responsive, and able to communicate. The university says he's being sent to a rehab facility in Jacksonville. Four people are facing charges after Pritchard was shot in the head outside a Gadsden County apartment on August 31st.
A man accused of starting the Palisades fire is in custody in Florida and has appeared before a judge who has ordered him to remain in jail. His preliminary hearing has been pushed to next week, and Jessica Rosenthal is on News Radio 92.3.
Jonathan Rinnernecht of Melbourne, Florida, is accused of starting the fire on January 1st in a hillside. It smoldered underground until high winds a week later fanned the flames that became the Palisades fire. Southern California U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said he's charged with the destruction of property using fire, though additional charges could be filed as 12 people were killed. He said the digital evidence was revealing.
And you could see some of his thought process in the months leading up, where he was generating some really concerning images up on ChatGPT, which appears to show a dystopian city being burnt down.
Rinnernecht called 911 to report the fire, then returned to watch the flames. Prosecutors say his family reported concerns about Rinnernecht's mental state as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, but also some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Thursday evening edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. President Trump promised to visit Israel after it signed an agreement with Hamas to release all hostages and prisoners amid negotiations to end the war in Gaza. Edward Lawrence has details from the White House.
He says he's going to be there on Sunday, and he wants to be there, he says, for the Monday, Tuesday, when hostages will be released. The president is saying he has secured the release of all the hostages. He says that this agreement between Hamas and Israel is going to be a binding one, and he is flying out this weekend from the White House in a last-minute trip that obviously was not on his schedule until this had come up. Now, the president believing that he was able to make this deal because he got a coalition of Muslim countries, Islamic countries, together behind him before he then went to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and talked to him about signing on to this deal. Once he had that enormous support.
Wow, what a deal that was. And we're watching it for you. A rough day, Austin, on the markets today. Stocks ending down as the price of gold pulls back from its latest record highs. Hillary Barsky is on News Radio 92.3.
The major average is ending lower after record runs on valuation worries and gold pulling back following a sharp rally in recent weeks. Tech stocks were mixed today. However, shares of NVIDIA rose nearly 2% on reports that the U.S. approved several billion dollars worth of NVIDIA chip exports to the United Arab Emirates. Airline stocks taking off after Delta posted stronger than forecast quarterly results and said it was aiming for a record holiday season. Its stock rose 3.5%. The Dow winners, Salesforce, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Boeing, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 243 points, the Nasdaq lower by 19, S&P 500 lower by 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, in with the latest in traffic and weather.
Yes, luckily not too much going on. Do have some very minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, but once again, that's very minor, not a lot going on there. And outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much backups at all if you're dealing with backups wherever you may be. They hopefully shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, 79 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Got no rainfall chances over the next several days. Tomorrow's high only 80. Looking like sunny, mostly clear for the next few days.
East Coast, bad weather. Also, the Southwest areas looking for very bad flooding conditions over the next couple of days. Nor'easter expected to impact the East Coast this weekend. Heavy rains in the forecast, potentially bringing coastal flooding. Here's Bane Froney. She's in Sullivan's Island, South Carolina.
South Carolina dealing with rough surf,
intense wind gusts and rain throughout the morning hours. We're still watching for that cold front that's continuing to trek on through, bringing much cooler conditions, but the gloomy and rough conditions when it comes to that surf will be continuing for the next couple of days. We still have king tides impacting the coastal regions of South Carolina, and this means that high tide is even higher than normal, which is causing coastal flooding. This is going to continue into the week, but we're also watching for a low pressure system that's forming just off the coast. That'll eventually start to trek up towards the north, which is that nor'easter we've been watching, expecting that to be impacting the eastern portions of the United States as we move through the weekend. In Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, I'm Fox Weather Meteorologist Bain Froney.
And former President Obama says we should all be encouraged and relieved about the newly brokered peace deal between Israel and Hamas. The former president shared a post on X noting that now begins the hard task of rebuilding Gaza and committing to a process that can achieve a lasting peace. Obama's comments follow Trump's Wednesday announcement of the ceasefire between both sides. And while Obama did address the importance of having an end to the conflict within sight, his post did not mention Trump.
Afternoon, everybody. 627 News Radio 92.3. An appeals court heard arguments today in a case concerning President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Christian Goodman following the story for you.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether to lift a lower court's order temporarily blocking the deployment of the National Guard to Portland. President Trump deploying the Oregon National Guard, a judge temporarily blocking the move. The president then threatened to send National Guard members from California, but the judge expanded the order to block that too. The Trump administration argues the troops are necessary to protect immigration enforcement officers, while Oregon's Democratic Governor Tina Kotek says there is no threat to national security in Portland. Arguments in court seem to focus on recent protests in Portland. The court not sharing details on when it will issue a ruling, but did discuss the emergency nature of the government's appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A multi-billion-dollar icebreaker deal has been signed by President Trump and the President of Finland. Trump and Alexander Stubb have agreed to a deal that allows the U.S. Coast Guard to purchase up to 4 icebreaker ships from Finland. Both leaders called the agreement a national security necessity, countering China and Russia's growing influence in the region.
Residents in Gaza, pretty happy today, celebrating the peace deal agreed to by both Israel and Hamas. Trey Yingst is there reporting from Tel Aviv on News Radio 92.3.
The war in Gaza is almost over. For the first time in months, there is hope across the Middle East. President Trump has done what so many thought was impossible. Celebrations erupted at Hostages Square in Tel Aviv overnight as Israelis processed the news that all of the remaining hostages held by Hamas will be released in the days ahead. Similar moments of joy unfolding inside Gaza as crowds of Palestinians cheered and chanted. After 2 years of war, an influx of aid and relief will make it to residents there. The Israeli cabinet is set to formally vote on the deal this evening. Once that vote passes, Israeli forces inside Gaza will have 24 hours to pull back to agreed-upon lines within the enclave.
Exciting times. Former FBI Director James Comey has begun his fight against federal charges. Grinnell Scott has more from Virginia.
Comey entered a not guilty plea to the Department of Justice indictment that charges him with lying to Congress and obstructing a congressional proceeding. Comey has publicly implied his indictment is a sign the DOJ is going after President Trump's enemies. Investigations are currently ongoing into other public figures, namely California Senator Adam Schiff, a key figure in a Trump impeachment, and New York Attorney General Letitia James, who has pursued civil charges against the president. The federal judge assigned to the Comey case, Michael Nachmanoff, has set January 5th as the date a trial could begin. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Congrats to Jeff Helms, winner of the Tap the News radio app today. Won a couple of tickets, choice tickets, may I add, to Saturday's FSU Pitt game at Doak Campbell. Kickoff 11 a.m. in Tallahassee. Hey, we'll be talking some sports in about 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Israeli government has approved phase one of the Gaza peace plan to release all hostages. The process is expected to start this weekend. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more on what led to the peace deal between Israel and Hamas.
A senior U.S. official tells Fox Trump and his team seized on fallout from Israel's strikes on Hamas targets in Doha to force the deal through. Arab leaders wanting to avoid regional conflict ramped up pressure on Hamas.
President Trump may travel to Egypt on Monday to finalize the deal. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted on mortgage fraud charges. She's accused of falsifying records to receive favorable loan terms on a Virginia house. James says she's being targeted by President Trump.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system.
James last year won a civil case against the Trump Organization over asset valuation fraud. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Earlier in the week, Saquon Barkley met alongside A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts to rectify the issues Brown and Hurts are having. Who knows how effective that meeting was, and who knows if anything will change. But I do think on Thursday Night Football tonight, A.J. Brown will find the end zone against the Giants, so I'll take his anytime touchdown odds at plus 180. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation, while DOGE continues to review local expenditures. Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. No specific plan has been endorsed at this time.
Number two.
Okay, Florida Power and Light customers are watching
They're actually fighting these latest requests to raise rates. Folks don't want this to happen. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve nearly $10 billion. This is the rate hike over the next 4 years. Company argues the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against storms. Critics just aren't so sure about this.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates says thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. One of them would change the qualifications for receiving government-funded care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work, and if they don't, they will no longer be eligible to receive the funds. The move could save the state $500 million each year.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, recently, Pensacola PD made a local drug trafficking arrest in an area subdivision. PPD spokesperson Mike Wood had this to say.
This took months to look into. This trafficking was happening out of a home in the Inverness subdivision. And when officers served a search warrant there, there was an incredible amount of narcotics that were taken, different ones from just you name it. It was pretty much on the list. It's extensive.
Okay, Wood says it is important for residents to know about suspected drug trafficking.
Four individuals were arrested following a month-long investigation by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office targeting grand theft, vehicle theft, and dealing in stolen property. During the execution of a search warrant, deputies discovered stolen items and narcotics. 34-year-old Colby Chase Myrick now faces multiple charges, and three others were arrested on outstanding warrants. 41-year-old Tyrell James Disney, 31-year-old Justin Michael Odom, and 30-year-old Shelby Danielle Toddy.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth. 8-1 Philadelphia.
On TBS, what a night for this year's National League Home Run Champion.
Dodgers starters have been a major story. Uh-oh, Schwarber gonna send one way out of here. How far will it fly? My goodness. Kyle Schwarber with a tape measure shot up on top of the pavilion and right. That is one of the biggest bombs you will ever see.
No exaggeration. On TBS, only the third home run ever that flew over the right field pavilion at Dodger Stadium. First time since 1973 when Willie Stargell did it for a second time. The Phillies scored five runs in the eighth inning. Four runs charged to Clayton Kershaw, who allowed six of the Phillies' 12 hits in his first playoff appearance as a reliever in 6 years. Tonight, Game 4, Dodgers lead the Phillies 2-1 and can move into the National League Championship Series with a victory. If Philadelphia wins, there would be a deciding Game 5 in Philly Saturday night. The other National League Division Series, the Cubs avoided getting swept by the Brewers. The Cubs won yesterday at Wrigley Field 4-3. It's another must-win for the Cubbies tonight at Wrigley, just after 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's all over for the New York Yankees, eliminated last night at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 of the ALDS by the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. For the first time in 9 years, the Blue Jays are in the American League Championship Series. Toronto beat the Yankees 3-1 and awaits the winner of the Tigers-Mariners Series. Detroit came back from 3-0 down yesterday at home to beat Seattle 9-3 and even the best of five series 2 games apiece. Deciding Game 5 is in Seattle tomorrow. The WNBA season on the brink of conclusion. The Las Vegas Aces took a 3-0 lead on the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA Finals with a 90-88 win last night. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Week 6 of the NFL season begins with Thursday night football. The New York Giants hosting the Philadelphia Eagles for an NFC East battle. The Giants entering 1-4 while the Eagles are 4-1. Kickoff set for 7:15 p.m. That's 35 minutes from now. You can listen to that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, two NBA teams are set to face off in China. I thought there was a real problem with playing in China or going after something about the China deal that it was up in the air last year. I guess that's been worked out. Anyway, Jared Max has the details for us.
As Americans get set to wrap up another work week Friday, the NBA will be serving breakfast from China. 8 a.m. Eastern time in Macau Friday, an exhibition game between the Brooklyn Nets and Phoenix Suns. The teams will also play Sunday in Macau, the world's largest gambling hub.
It'll be the first NBA game in China since 2019. 6 years ago, tension arose after then-Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey posted support on social media for Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests against China. China removed NBA broadcasts from its country. Now the NBA is back. These games part of a five-year contract. The Nets are owned by Joseph Tsai, the chairman of China's Alibaba. NBA staging a free five-day music, fashion, and technology exhibition in Macau in conjunction with these exhibitions. Jared Max, Fox News.
And there's four games on the college football schedule tonight. Kennesaw State hosting Louisiana Tech for a Conference USA matchup. In the American Conference, we got Tulane welcoming East Carolina. Then we've got another Conference USA game with Sam Houston taking on Jacksonville State. And then elsewhere, Georgia Southern will host Southern Mississippi in Sun Belt play.
And don't forget Gulf Breeze is taking on Milton tonight.
Local
high school.
All right, so we got some NBA stuff, we got NFL, we got high school football and college football. A mixed bag.
Here's today's health news.
Country star Cody Johnson canceled his entire 2025 tour after a medical emergency requires him to have immediate surgery. Here's Michelle Polino.
Cody Johnson has canceled the rest of his arena tour after suffering a ruptured eardrum that required immediate surgery. The country star, who's up for four CMA awards, including Entertainer of the Year, was expected to perform at the November 19th ceremony. He told fans, while battling a severe sinus infection, "I burst my eardrum. The healing process will take many weeks, and it's not possible for me to sing during this time." Johnson posted a video on social media to let fans know surgery went well. He had six shows left this year, including stops in Pittsburgh, Birmingham, and Las Vegas. Johnson is also one of three headliners for next year's Stagecoach Festival, alongside Post Malone and Lainey Wilson. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Researchers are saying that rectal bleeding can be a clear sign of colon cancer in younger adults. In their study, researchers looked at hundreds of patients younger than 50 years old who underwent a colonoscopy between 2021 and 2023 and found that 43% were diagnosed with early colon cancer. The study shows 7 out of 10 of the patients that were diagnosed had no family history of colon cancer either. Senior researcher Dr. Sandra Cavalucas says that if a person is below the screening age with rectal bleeding, that person should consider a colonoscopy.
643 News Radio 92.3. PepsiCo looking to replace those coloring dyes in some of its products. This is getting pretty serious. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Some food and beverage products are getting a more natural makeover at PepsiCo, which owns various brands from Gatorade to Cheetos, and says it's working to replace its traditional artificial dyes with natural colorings. Some alternative dye options could come from vegetables like carrots or beets. PepsiCo says it's been working on the change for years as consumers' preferences have started to shift. The shift comes as the Trump administration has called for an end to petroleum-based dyes and food products. PepsiCo says it's still testing new natural formulas for federal approval. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
New York City is filing a lawsuit against top social media platforms, accusing them of harming children's mental health and getting them addicted. Madison Allworth has the details from NYC.
This 327-page complaint filed seeks damages from Meta, a.k.a. Facebook and Instagram, Google, a.k.a. YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok. It's saying that they're designing their platforms to exploit the psychology and neuropsychology of youth to make a profit, saying this exploitation of children has become central to defendants' profitability. Now, New York City joins other governments, school districts, and individuals pursuing similar lawsuits that are now all being put together in federal court. The complaint says that over 77% of New York City high school students admit to spending at least 3 hours a day on some sort of screen. It's contributing to sleep loss and to chronic school absences.
6:45, News Radio 92.3, 15 away from 7. Austin Price in, looking at that weather and traffic this afternoon.
Luckily, not too much going on. We may have a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up for too long, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 79 degrees, low of 65 this evening. Going to be no rainfall chances over the next several days, and not only that, we're going to see the highs drop at the same time. So tomorrow, we're going to have a partly sunny, partly cloudy day, completely dry with a high of only 80 degrees.
Flooding in the southwest, northeaster in the east. You may need to bring an umbrella if you live in those areas. Here's Janice Dean with a Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain across the southwest is going to be a big story into the weekend as tropical moisture from the remnants of Priscilla from the Pacific will stream northward and bring rain for several days over areas that are not used to this much water in such a short period of time. Meanwhile, coastal flooding, high surf, and dangerous rip currents will be the story for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic as an area of low pressure forms and moves up the coast through the weekend. Cooler temperatures for the eastern U.S. before another warm-up moves in on Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing discussed the dangers of online data creating for the military and U.S. National Security Forces. Kevin Durinsky has more for you.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin noted how the internet has changed the approach to military issues.
The future of warfare may not be tanks and airframes, but really data and who controls that data.
Witnesses testified that the country's enemies no longer have to search very hard for that data. Justin Sherman is a cybersecurity expert.
We are unfortunately significantly behind when it comes to recognizing the threats these pose to the United States.
He added,
foreign adversaries such as China and Russia are readily investing to be able to exploit these vulnerabilities.
Senator Slotkin said that includes individuals' personal data, even if they're not in the military. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Google's Gemini Enterprise and Gemini Business subscriptions will package an existing agent development tool for non-technical workers. They'll offer governmental features and new agents for specific functions. Big companies are reportedly more likely to be exploring or even testing artificial intelligence agents than deploying them at scale. Wind farm operator Ørsted announcing today it's planning to reduce its workforce by a quarter. The Trump administration ordering Ørsted this summer to halt construction on a wind project, which was 80% complete and set to power more than 350,000 homes off the coast of Rhode Island. A U.S. court overturned that order last month. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling more than 240 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both off slightly, losing 18 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, there is a chance the Keystone XL pipeline project could get up and running again. Remember this? Jeff Bonasso has an explanation.
The Associated Press, citing an anonymous source, reports that Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney raised the prospect this week of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project during his visit to the White House, a project President Obama killed before President Trump in his first term revived before President Biden later killed. The pipeline would have moved over 800,000 barrels of crude daily from Alberta into the U.S., though it would also pit an economic impact against Canada's emission standards. No official word from the White House. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Renewable energy provides more of the world's electricity than coal for the first time ever. That's according to a new report from think tank Ember, which found renewable energy accounts for just over 34% of global consumption. Coal fell to just over 33%. The report said nations like India and China are leading this switch, while the U.S. and European Union are increasing their use of coal. Some nations, including Pakistan and Australia, generated more than 20% of their power this year from solar energy.
6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Community leaders gathered in Washington for an important bank meeting today. Lillian Wu has more.
Top finance officials underscoring the importance of community banks at a Fed meeting in D.C., Fed Chair Jerome Powell with a pre-recorded message.
Community banks play a vital role in the U.S. financial system because they have strong links to the people and businesses they serve and direct knowledge of local economic conditions.
Powell apologizing for not being there in person because he says he's traveling. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling attendees President Trump's been ending many regulations which have negatively impacted community banks. The conference brings together community bankers, academics, policymakers, and regulators to talk about key issues facing the community bank sector. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The United Nations is slashing its peacekeeping forces around the world due to a lack of funds. A senior UN official told Reuters on Wednesday that it's cutting one-fourth of its peacekeepers in the coming months as future funding from the U.S. remains uncertain. The official said the cuts would amount to over 13,000 UN troops and police.
Americans once again searching for gold in California. Max Gordon is in Jamestown, California.
With the price of gold hitting $4,000 an ounce, some are heading to California's Sierra foothills to try their luck.
California Gold Panning brings tours to their claim along Wood Creek in Jamestown, California, where people can pan for gold for a fee. We talked to Garth Tidwell, who brought his family from Kentucky to pan for gold.
It wouldn't have mattered what the price was. but it sure doesn't hurt.
The folks at California Gold Panning say that the high price of gold has led to an increase in interest in coming up to gold country to pan, but it's also been a double-edged sword. They've had to fend off trespassers looking to steal gold and tools from their claim. In Jamestown, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. Should be pretty easygoing. And speaking of easygoing, we'll have some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. New South Proud! Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app. It all is coming to an end. Oh, well, I guess we're going to pretend. Let's see how far we've come.
Let's see how far we've come. We can turn to Pensacola right now.
And I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Said, where you going, man? You know the world is headed for hell. Say your goodbyes if you got someone you can say goodbye to.
6:55. Okay, that gets you stirred up, Pensacola. I hope you're having a good night. Thank you so much for having us on this evening. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, nothing is going on the roads. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for much longer. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, that's looking pretty good, too. 79 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow starts a stretch of days with no rainfall chances whatsoever. And we're also going to see a significant drop in the highs. Friday's high only 80. It'll creep back up a little bit more once we get less cloud coverage over the weekend. It'll be highs of around 82 or 83, but still no rainfall chances. And if you're used to our typical Floridian summer heat, 82 and 83 is something we will certainly take.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, break out the sweaters, right?
Yeah, I know. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Chris.
Okay, a new documentary on the First Lady arrives in the new year in 2026. Michelle Pollino tells you what it is.
Amazon MGM has set a release date for its Melania Trump documentary. The film, directed by Brett Ratner, will open exclusively in theaters on January 30th, 2026, with a Prime Video streaming date to follow. It marks Ratner's first project since facing sexual misconduct allegations and was produced with Melania Trump's full participation. Titled Melania, the documentary offers unprecedented access to the then-former First Lady in the lead-up to the 2025 presidential inauguration, chronicling her role in planning the event, managing the White House transition, and returning to public life, with exclusive footage capturing critical meetings and private conversations. Melania showcases Mrs. Trump's return to one of the world's most powerful roles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An Ohio police department is defending officers' use of pepper spray on high school football players after a recent game. Massillon, whatever it's called, had just defeated the team from Cardinal Ritter College Prep in St. Louis last Friday when physical altercations began occurring during postgame handshakes. The Massillon Police Department says they used pepper spray only after members of the Cardinal Ritter team refused orders to leave the field. Now, Chris, I was telling you, if you don't remember, Ohio State and Michigan college football last season, they got into a tussle after the game, and Ohio State University police deployed pepper spray, and it was a whole controversial thing. So this must be a Buckeye State trend.
I hope it isn't. Calm down, everybody. Throw some cold water on.
I was just fixing to throw a fight at a Columbus sporting event.
There you go. Hey, listen, if you like or love Pensacon, you're going to love this. The largest pop culture convention on the East Coast got underway today in New York City. Tanya J. Powers is on News Radio 92.3.
More than 200,000 people are expected to converge at this year's New York Comic Con, attending panels, meeting artists and writers, and showing off their best cosplay outfits. Celebrities scheduled to make appearances include Sigourney Weaver, reuniting with some of her co-stars from Alien and Ghostbusters, as well as X-Men star James McAvoy, The Matrix's Lawrence Fishburne, and Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin. Some of the panels will be live streamed on Comic-Con's YouTube channel as well as its social media platforms. New York Comic-Con runs through Sunday. At the Javits Center in New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Rolling Stone is out with its list of the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On tops the list, and it's followed by the Yeah Yeah Yeah's Maps, Beyonce and Jay-Z's Crazy in Love, and the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army. The magazine says that the list sets out to capture the full chaotic glory of 21st century music, one song at a time.
Yeah, it's so surprising, I guess. Week six of the NFL season kicking off at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey in about 15 minutes from right now. Joe Morgan, he is there, has a preview for you.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is hoping to be more involved in the offense tonight as he makes his return to the Meadowlands for the second time. Barkley's Eagles and his former team, the Giants, kick off at 8:15 Eastern on Thursday Night Football, with Philadelphia coming off its first loss of the season. Against the Broncos, Barkley had just 6 carries for 30 yards, both season lows. New York enters the game at 1-4 and with one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL, allowing 140 yards per game. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will look to bounce back after throwing 2 interceptions and losing a fumble in a loss to the previously winless Saints. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, here's something you can tell you. This is something you can partake in. 17th Annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest is underway. 144 national and local songwriters performing at more than 2 dozen venues all across the area through October 12th. Most of the shows are absolutely free of admission. Okay, that's going to wrap it for Chris Bryant and Austin Price. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening this afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.